Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The second round of the Democratic presidential debates kicks off in Detroit tonight. 10 candidates will take the stage, including Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. For the first time, they will directly debate each other. Joining us to talk about this are WBUR Democratic political analyst Wilnelia Rivera. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Also, Republican strategist Rob Gray. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Okay, so Sanders and Warren, the most progressive candidates in this race, what are we expecting from them tonight?
Well, I think we should definitely expect for them to look for an issue where they can really go head-to-head. You know, I think when we're seeing how evenly they're matching up, I think this is a great opportunity for them to really distinguish themselves. I think the danger with both of them is getting too wonky and losing us.
Right.
But I do think it's an important opportunity for them to distinguish themselves in some way.
Hmm. So even though they've been unified, sort of referring to each other almost as friends, do you agree with that, Rob? You think they need to maybe not be so nice to each other anymore?
Well, let's face it, they're not friends. They are bitter rivals, whether they admit to it or not. I think that Bernie Sanders senses that he's losing ground to Elizabeth Warren. The polls show that in New Hampshire. And let's face it, Bernie Sanders is a rerun. He's saying the same things that he said 4 years ago. And I think some voters are starting to think it's boring. I've seen this movie before. He's 4 years older. So I think Sanders is really on the ropes here and needing to push back against Warren, whereas Warren is ready to sort of wait it out and let Bernie potentially bleed out slowly.
So what issue do you think it'll be that they might use to distinguish?
The policy positions are so close together with Warren and Sanders that I think the differentiation is really more political. Winnability. If I'm Warren, I'm talking about winnability and a fresh voice.
You know, some analysts have said that this is sort of a fight, at least among Democrats, of restoration versus revolution, right? So do you go with the candidate who's going to be very progressive and sort of shake things up fundamentally, or do you go with the candidate who you think can win?
All of these candidates, they realize that it's the summer before the election year and that the people who are tuned into this debate, by and large, are activists who are watching this. Your swing voters are not tuning in as much. Some are, but not really a big number. So they're going after the base in these debates. They're really appealing to the energy and the money in the Democratic Party right now and worrying about the other voters later.
Right now for both Elizabeth and Bernie, it's about distinguishing themselves amongst the Democratic activist base as it relates to the early primary states, right? And I think that what Elizabeth has been doing very well is going deeper amongst communities of color in those places and amongst more liberal college-educated Democrats.
The requirements to get into the September debate are going to be higher than they were for this debate. So the DNC is already saying we're making a judgment based on where you are in the polls and other factors. They want to cull this field. I do wonder if the DNC is cutting too many candidates too soon because nobody's going to vote until next year. Is there somebody who could catch fire, grow as a candidate, who might have a better chance to beat Trump, who's effectively going to be cut out of this race?
What about the other candidates? Are they going to have to try to be clawing their way in to get some attention here if this is a Sanders-Warren showdown?
I think it all comes down to the moderators. And we saw this in the first debate, and I think that always is the reality. What are the kinds of issue areas and policy areas that the moderators are going to focus on? Because I think that'll really impact what candidates can get in for them to lift themselves up.
We've seen a top tier of about five Democratic candidates established here in part because of the summer campaign finance reports that just came out. So you've got Biden, Warren, Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris. And they seem to have more than $20 million in the bank and the ability and the place in the polls that they are that top tier.
And if we talk about Kamala Harris, she's in the debate Wednesday night, and that will be with Vice President Biden. They will stand next to each other for that debate. Now, they have been at odds. Harris attacking Biden for working with segregationist senators, his past opposition to busing. What do you think this might mean for Biden? He's still the clear frontrunner here.
He needs to be able to find the right spots where he can actually provide a more forward vision of why he is running. giving a rebuttal to why you're supporting an issue, which is a lot of what he's been doing for the last, you know, let's say since the last debate, you've seen the impact on his polling. Yes, he's still the clear front runner, but I do think that what we're seeing is a dip in that support and that his base is the most movable right now.
Biden better talk about the future, otherwise he's going to spend the debate answering for the past. Harris took a bite out of him in the last debate. I expect her to actually sit back a little bit. I think she probably doesn't want to be seen as too negative and is probably just looking for others to put Biden on the spot and see if he can handle the pressure.
Republican strategist Rob Gray, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Also, WBUR Democratic political analyst Wilnelia Rivera, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.